Hey everyone, it's Jason and Casey here.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Welcome to the Lawrence Garden Farm podcast, and today we are going to be talking about everything that we've got on our plate right now in the garden.
Yep.
So lately we've been actually breaking ground on the brand new garden this year.
Yeah, and so last week we were talking about, how we were feeling overwhelmed with all the stuff that we have to do. And we still got a ton of stuff to do, but we just put out two new videos that kind of show everything that we did over the weekend. And I feel pretty good about what we got done.
Yeah,
I
mean, we got a lot done.
We got like, a lot done.
I feel like we got a lot of those little like tedious things that need to be done in order to get like the big stuff done.
Yeah.
So Jason pretty much scraped the ground in the new garden area and started the new raised beds over by the kid garden space. And the kid science room that we've been redoing, we finally got the inside painted, which took a whole day.
Yeah.
A whole day. There were so many little nooks and crannies, and each spot actually took three coats.
And it's only like, you know, ten square feet inside.
it's tiny. But when you see it, you'll understand why. There's so many little nooks and crannies and things to get around. And oh my goodness. But we still have the outside of that to paint. Yeah.
We got two fruit trees planted. Our Lapin's cherry tree and our Gala apple tree. We got those planted.
Yeah, and the cherry and apple tree that we chose those because they don't need another to pollinate, so they're self-fertile. And we got those on fastgrowingtrees.com. What I really liked about it is that, you know, you can look up a tree and it will tell you whether it is self-fertile or not. And if it's not, it actually will also then tell you what trees to pair it with for it to pollinate and produce. So with the cherry and apple tree we chose, they are self-fertile, so they don't need a second, but if they had a second, they would produce more. So for us, we're just starting out with one of each to kind of just, you know, get our feet wet in the in the fruit tree area.
Right.
And just to really, like, you know, learn more about it as we go, because I don't want to start off with a whole orchard and then, like, complete fail, and that's a lot of money lost.
Definitely. Yeah, I think two is the way to go.
It's not a huge investment for mistakes. You know?
Since we planted them this year, we would have fruit next year.
Next year. Okay. Yeah. They said it's possible in the first year, like, you know, probably just like a little like handful, maybe one apple.
Yeah.
But mainly by the second year. Yeah. So that'll be exciting.
Mm-hmm. And then speaking of trees, we had two corkscrew willow trees that were planted in a certain garden area, and Casey just found out that they were actually trees.
Yeah,
we thought they were willow bushes.
Yeah, we thought that they were a bush because about 3 years ago, I went to this little floral arrangement class just for fun during Easter time with someone I knew, and in the arrangement we had the willow bushes to decorate the arrangement with texture and height. So once the bouquet was done, the willows were still in there and they were getting their green on the branching, and then I noticed that they were actually rooting in the water. So I'm like, oh. So once I saw them rooting in the water, I planted them up into pots with soil and they rooted in there. I'm like, oh. And then the florist, she said, oh, yeah, those are like willow bushes. She's like, they go crazy. I'm like, okay. I'm like, oh, they're just a bush. So we planted them like near like one of our better looking pine trees.
Yeah.
And within 1 year, they were crazy. They grew like four times the size.
Yeah. So the trunk was probably like 4 inches in diameter, which is amazing for 1 year.
I cut some branches off of it for some of our spring containers, just to stick into the soil to add kind of a cool texture.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you know what? These things are getting huge. I need to check out and see what kind of a bush these are. I know I should have done this already, you guys. I know I should have done it when we planted it, but I'm like, let's just see, you know? So I looked it up and it's called a corkscrew willow, and they can get 20 to 30 feet. And they are most well known for like, for using in floral arrangements, because you can cut them anywhere. You don't have to cut them perfectly, and they can root.
Yeah. Their branches look cool. So you could get like, 3 or 4 branches, stick them in a vase of water. they'll do really well. They look really cool. So yeah, you might want to check that
out. And they're known for having like a really good look for like fall and winter when even the leaves fall, because it's called the corkscrew willow because the branches actually grow upright, but they get kind of like a corkscrew shape.
Yeah, yeah. That's...
So it kind of gives like that spooky look for Halloween.
Yeah, and, it gives it a cool look like that. So we decided to... that we needed to get those moved. And so this weekend we did that. So I, as we spoke about in previous podcasts, we've got a ton of berms now. Mm-hmm. And so there's plenty of room to plant up as much as we need. So dug some holes in the berms, and then I dug up these corkscrew willows, which wasn't easy.
Having a hard time there.
Yeah, because, I mean, when you dig up the tree, you know, you don't want to just, like, you know, dig and then be able to just pull it up. You want to save as many of the roots as possible and keep a root ball, so that way the transplant is smooth. It can keep growing.
Yeah, and we shared that in the video.
Right,
too.
Right. So, you know, did that.
How were you feeling after all of that?
Actually, not bad. My arms were actually
tired and beat.
Oh, I was. I was, definitely. My arms were more tired than my back, though. That's always my concern. So my back's been a little sore, not today, not yesterday, but like the past couple of weeks, because I just hadn't been doing the exercises that I did going into last season.
Yep.
You know, and really, I mean, with the stuff that I'm doing, I mean, I'm using my back nonstop. So that's like my number one concern. I just don't want to have a sore back. So I'm glad I don't.
Yeah, well, I was so sore after that day, and I know I was just painting that little house for the one day, but in that little house, I can't stand up straight.
You gotta crouch.
I'm crouched all day or on my knees all day, and my one knee is, like, terrible. My other knee is following suit, so it's like... My knees were sore. I seriously felt like an old woman. And I think it's from being crouched and, like, cramped all day long.
Yeah, know? It is.
And then rolling that little roller all day.
Yeah, because if your back's not straight and you're just hunched a little bit and it's in that position all day, and then you go to, like, straighten up, it's like, it does not feel good.
I know. And then the next day then, I was doing more of, like, the physical things. So having a crouch down day to, like, physical gardening and moving berries and planting berries and stuff like that. I mean, I was just like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so, okay, I want to bring up something super exciting that happened last week too in relation to the berms and planting.
Gotta
so
share.
Yeah, do you wanna
no,
do the okay
ahead.
So we got contacted. I checked Casey's Instagram direct messages because she is like flooded with them every day, and there's a lot of businesses that reach out through there. So there was a business that reached out last week, and they were called Walter's Gardens. And so I always, you know, click on the avatar and check out their feed and everything. So it turns out that they grow all of the perennials for Proven Winners. And they've got this huge, like, nursery farm. They've been around since, I think it was like 1949, and they grow all of Proven Winners perennials.
They do all the genetics.
Well, they grow them all too. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah. But yeah.
So they said that they would send out, you know, they've got a lot of new stuff too for 2021 that they kind of want to see tested as well. And they said that they would send out, you know, a ton of different perennials if we were, you know, okay with it. And of course we would, you know, mention them or
it
Proven
was
Winners.
Perfect timing.
Yeah.
Perfect timing, because we just added all of these berms, and they actually just came across one of our most recent videos, which was the top 10 perennials that we chose for this year.
Yep.
And they saw that video and they were like, oh, let's have her trial these.
Yeah.
So it's really cool because we were in such need. And I think if you've done any perennial gardening, you know that it's really expensive. So we really, you know, we could really only get so many this year, but now it's like it doubled our amount.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, we'll send you a list out on Monday so you can, you know, check out what we want to send. And there's like hundreds, right, of different perennials.
Oh,
so,
I mean, there's like 100, I'd say.
Okay. So they're going to be sending out like a big truck where I'm going to need to get Casey's dad's forklift to unload it. So it's going to be pretty cool.
They're all in gallon pots.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So a big shipment for us. Yeah. That'll be our first. It'll be fun to show that tree.
Yes.
You know, our first big plant haul that was sent to us by a major company.
Right, yep.
But I love that they've been so great to work with and so nice. And I actually found out that my parents, they have a garden center and it's called Wayne Stutter's Greenhouses. That's what I grew up in. And they've been getting all of their perennials from Walter's Gardens for years. So I'm like, oh, that is so weird. So it was just kind of cool to make that connection.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yep. So
it's kind of cool that we're making our own connections.
Right.
You know, through what we're doing when it's not a garden center. It's a building a garden farm. And, you know, you make those same type of connections. And it's just, you know, we did the work
to
earn that.
It feels really, really cool. It's things that are definitely starting to shape.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, lots of contacts from, you know, different companies. And one that I'm really excited about is we were contacted by the Cat Company.
Yeah, Caterpillar. Yeah. So they make, you know, heavy, you know, mining equipment, bulldozers, and shoes.
Yeah. So now they are doing a big shoe campaign called Planting Your Purpose. And so they're going to send out a pair of shoes, and we're helping them with the campaign with Planting Our Purpose. So we're actually going to be creating a video on what our purpose is for what we're doing here on the garden farm. And I have so many good creative ideas.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to make that video. And, you know, working with them, it's like I'm going to need like a day to film it because I have so many good ideas.
Yep. So, yeah, there's some cool business stuff that's going on too.
Yeah.
Now today is actually going to be a pretty nice day. So the weekend was great. We enjoyed the weekend, got a lot of work done. Yesterday and the day before are like really, really cold cloudy, yucky.
Yeah. It goes in and out here in Wisconsin. We're in Wisconsin, zone 4-5. Typically 5B, but we have some winters where I'm like, are you sure about that?
Yeah, right.
So for us, today is a nice day again. So what I'm going to be doing...
Today for context is May 6th, 2020.
Yeah, so for what I'm going to be doing today is I'm booting our perennials outside. They can no longer be in the greenhouse. I told Jason last night, I'm like, they're getting pampered and babied when they don't need to be anymore.
Right. And spoiled little perennials.
Yep. They can tolerate it real cold. And if we are in danger of a frost, we'll just throw an old blanket or sheet over top of them. But they need to get out. They need to start getting hardened a little better. And that way, it'll give me a ton of extra space in the greenhouse to start planting up our containers. We're going to be starting to put out a lot of videos on container gardening because I really want to film. Not, it won't happen with every container, but almost every container, so everyone can kind of, you know, learn some of the cool combinations we'll be creating this year.
Yeah, the greenhouse definitely needs a little. There's like hardly even room to walk in there because it's so full of plants. So it'll be good to get those out. And I mean, ultimately, it's gonna feel great once we get this shipment in from Walter's Gardens, and then we've got trees coming too. Mm-hmm. Then we can really. I mean, we're gonna have a lot of stuff to plant on the berms there. But it'll feel good to get that stuff.
We could really plant the perennials and the berms, but the reason why we're not is because we want to be able to get those trees in first. Because I could just see, you know, planting those trees and stepping on perennials and they're getting trampled. And I don't want to plant what we have and then Walter's Gardens perennials comes in and then we're trying to like squeeze them in, or we might have to dig and move some of the ones.
We want to have everything in front of us. We know what's all there.
Yeah.
And then we can determine where it needs to go. And then it's just going to be
planting
a rough
and that's it.
Couple days.
Well, yeah, because it's not only going to be that. This is all happening at the same time the raised beds need to start being planted. That's why I want to get all of our individual containers planted. And as you tell,
it's a crazy time of the year.
I'm getting a little stressed just thinking about it.
but it's all good. There's no, you know, every day we'll make progress. We'll try and do, you know, a few things during the week, and then on the week, you know, we're definitely weekend warriors. Mm-hmm. As long as the weather permits, we will, you know, get as much done as we possibly can on the weekend, and we usually knock out quite a bit. So
think that we do.
We'll be okay. We're always okay. So it's just
a little. So that's what we got going on this week, and all the excitement, and we're just gonna keep at it, and then we'll be back next Wednesday once again with you guys and kind of update you guys on everything else we're doing. And hopefully you guys took a few little tips or got some inspiration to get your little buns moving.
Yeah.
To go outside and get your gardens rolling.
Yep. There's little things that you can do, even if it's not planting up. There's, prep work and things like that.
So thank you so much for listening today, guys, and we hope you have a great day.
Take care.